The healthcare system in the West Kootenai region has been under immense strain this summer after at least four doctors shut down their practices during or after the pandemic restrictions, and only two walk-in clinics, both in Nelson, are now offering limited time slots. For surgeries and imaging, the province has been making some progress shortening the backlogs, but it comes with a hefty price tag, says a group that has examined the bill on taxpayers for those services. A report by the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, described as a left-leaning think tank, found a 57% growth of payouts to private for-profit clinics since 2015, around $393 million.
So this is a part of greater private or corporate involvement in our public health care system.
That is Andrew Longhurst. He made the report. But while working on it, he found something else. It made him concerned.
At least two of the clinics that have received public payments from our health authorities for these contracted procedures have also have evidence of extra billing, unlawful extra billing, basically asking patients to pay for services that are covered under the public insurance plan or the medical services plan in BC. So that was not expected to find that and quite concerning.
Longhurst told Kootenai Morning that two clinics in Kamloops and Vancouver stood out and had evidence of double billing even after an audit was requested by the province. And while the BC government to some degree has been increasing its access to MRIs and surgeries for patients, Longhurst says the reliance on private for-profit actors is concerning. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.